T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jalen Mills on the Harbor One Hotline. Green Goblin, good morning. How are you?
Man, good morning, man. I'm good. How about you guys?
Well, we're okay. The question is, how are you? We know it was you weren't full go at practice. Is this the veteran niceties that you get when you play as well as you do? How are you feeling?
Yeah, man. You know, it's been a long couple of weeks, man. I'm good. I'm okay.
Before we look ahead to Thursday's game, just looking back quickly, Jalen, some of those catches that Justin Jefferson had against you guys in the secondary, do you just kind of tip your cap because there was good coverage on a lot of them? It's just a great player making great plays, or is there still a bigger takeaway that you need to somehow cause an incomplete pass?
I mean, you always want to cause an incomplete pass, but at the end of the day, you're talking about a special player in this league. And you know, that day was just his day. You know, it wasn't like it was separation on any of those passes. He was just bringing them in through contact. You know, and like I say, he's just a special player, and he was making special plays. That day was just his day, man.
Jalen, you go from Justin Jefferson to now Steph Diggs, but I don't know if we've ever even really talked to you about what makes a wide receiver special. Like, what are the things that when you flip on the tape and you watch a real elite wide receiver, are there common traits that stand out to you, or are all these guys so different, it's almost like getting a different math problem every time?
Yeah, it's definitely that different math problem every time, because you can't play every receiver the same. But when you're talking about an elite guy, I think the biggest thing that I look for is, what does he do special? Okay, you see Diggs not only going down the field, but he's also running intermediate routes, and then he's also running short routes. So you say, okay, well, now you know that he has the whole route tree. Then on top of that, you got to think about the guy who's throwing him the ball. You know, he's pretty special as well when you're talking about Josh Allen, a guy who can not only fire the ball 60, 70 yards down the field, but also when the scramble drill happens and the plaster happens, you know, those guys have a connection to where, you know, trying to find an open space, he's running to the sideline, he's running down the field, and he's still hitting them on the run. So that goes into play as well.
And once the quarterback starts moving like that, that's a big fella coming your way. You know, it's one thing to, you know, if Zach Wilson or if Kirk Cousins is scrambling, I think everybody in the secondary probably feels pretty comfortable bringing that guy down. Josh Allen's sort of a different animal. Like, what's the technique when trying to bring down a quarterback that is that fast and that big?
Let him guys to the ball, man.
Yeah.
and that's period point blank. You know, we know that the QB scrambles, you know, they are kind of unpredictable. It's just him, you know, being a playmaker and creating his own play, whether he takes off running with it or he's still looking down the field and throwing it. But we also know that there are going to be those QB design runs, you know, that they love with him and that he loves to run. So when that opportunity does happen, you know, it's just 11 guys to the ball.
How much does the last two performances against the Bills live in the head of this defense in a good or a bad way?
Right. Of course, you know, we lived it, you know, so it's not like it's just out of our memory, but also at the end of the day, this is a new year, this is a new season, this is our first time playing the Buffalo Bills division game. So at the end of the day, our mindset is to come out of this game 1-0 and have one more game up in this very tight division race that we have going on right now.
How have you been adjusting to this back-to-back Thursday night game? Because normally when you get the Thursday game, all right, there's a short week, but then you get sort of like a week and a half to recover and have your next game. But to have the back-to-back Thursday seems like a rarity. How are you guys handling that?
Yeah, definitely a little different. It's my first time actually this happening. I mean, but Bill kind of took care of us not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, we had to walk through, trying to keep our legs underneath us with the Monday to Thursday game. So now we're full tilt now, but I think, like I said, I don't even know what day of the week it is right now, but I think it was Sunday. We had to walk through, so that definitely helped.
When you look at the Bills offense, what else jumps out to you other than Allen and Diggs? In a way, if it was like option number three, is there a guy that stands out? I know they added Nyheim Hines, haven't really integrated him into the offense very much, but how do you view that after you get past Allen and Diggs?
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about those two guys, beginning of the season, even now, you see Gabriel Davis, make a spectacular play or a spectacular catch on the sideline or down the field. He's still flashing on the field, so we have to know where he is. And then outside of him, they got a good tight end in Knox as well. So all around, they're well-rounded in their passing game.
Ready to play a home game. What can the crowd do other than just be loud? Is there anything that we can order the people to do?
Man, that's all we want. I'm a defensive guy, so we want the energy to be high in there from play one to play 65 or 70, whatever it may be. That's all we need. Create chaos in the stadium, make it hectic in there. For those guys when they step on the field. And the defense, we feed off of their energy, and of course they feed off ours.
And I know you guys are focused on the Bills, but coming up Saturday, big SEC championship game, LSU, your Tigers against Georgia. How's the trash talk been going so far this week?
Just because we lost first A&M. Kind of died down a little bit.
Gotcha.
But I told guys one thing for sure is when it's come championship football time, LSU plays his best ball. It's been proven, so. Don't get it mistaken. We fell asleep on A&M. We thought we were going to breeze by them. You could tell by the game how it looked. But come championship ball, those boys know what's at stake.
Good stuff, Jalen. Safe game on Thursday. Play well. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.